The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Yeah, I'll take one.
I mean, if you're offering, I'll
take
another.
There you go.
This is the best.
I used a couple of crumbs I had and just got myself delivery of an interior ice cream machine, putting it to good use.
Yeah, that's really self-sacrificing of you, Bargy.
Yeah, that's very kind. Can you eat ice cream, or is this really just for us?
No, it's just for... I just enjoy other people inside of me consuming food I wish I could consume, you know? But I just like gas.
You know, that's really, really nice of you, Bargy.
Bargy, do you have bad news to tell us?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
This is a classic misdirected.
Yeah, my parents did this when they told me they were separating.
Oh.
So, as you all know, I have a gambling problem. And as a result, I'm gonna...
No, wait, we need to go a step back. We did not know you had a gambling problem.
We didn't know that. Well, Bargy, is everything okay? What happened?
No, you know, you go off, you do your missions. I just feel all I do is just drop you off and wait until you get inside of me again. And so I just, when you're off doing whatever it is that you're doing, I go off and gamble things, many, like, engine parts and you know.
Wait, Bargy.
Batteries and Bargy. Beds and furniture and... Who wants another ice cream?
Guys, hold on. I just need to check my room real quick.
That
hey
was
guys.
The wrong decision.
The mattress box that I fashioned into a mattress is gone.
You lost your mattress box.
Yeah, well, remember when the mattress came and it was an empty box?
No, I remember it's an empty box.
Bargy, how hard up were you that you had to sell a broken down cardboard box?
Big surprise, I also abetted you guys, and I have until the end of the day to bring up enough money or else you belong to someone else. It's like another ship, it's like not a big deal. It's fun and games, but anyway, I'll have until the end of the day to figure it out, but I'm sorry, don't even worry about it, it's fine.
Okay.
Already forgotten.
Yeah.
All right.
Ambassador Dexter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Thundeloy.
Nermit.
Hey, guys. Hang on, I'm just sending off a message to a internet admirer and
Wait,
sent...
what?
Back up.
Huh?
Wait, what's happening?
Well, I mean, you know now that I obviously am an entertainer of sorts from,
you're talking about
Nermit
Thundeloy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's, yeah,
you talking about speeder ride?
No, well, I just, you know, I was messaging with someone who was asking how to get into the biz, and...
Did you have a lot of advice?
Yeah, what biz do you consider yourself to be in, Nermit? You record those by yourself in the cleaning chamber.
Yeah, but you can sort of eventually someone's going to reach out and say, like, I would like to sponsor you, and then it's like it's an additional income stream, so I said...
You said eventually someone reaches out to you. Has that happened to you yet?
No, that's in the future. So I was telling this person, like, what you want to make sure you have is, like, a computer with a microphone.
You have that little keyboard you play when you sing as well, right?
Completely normal-sized keyboard.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But Tellurian couldn't play that.
Yeah,
keyboard.
I couldn't play. Yeah. My finger's too fat.
Okay, so here is here's the deal. This came through, and I was like, oh, exciting. So you were going to... I don't know if you've heard of the planet Klonktut.
No.
No? Okay. I haven't either, and then I read about it.
Was that a stutter? Is that what the name of the...
No, the planet's name is Klonktut.
Yes.
Can you spell that?
Yes. It's K-L-O-N-G-T-D-T. Klongtt.
Klongtt.
Okay, so...
You've
then...
gone one too many.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm still working it out.
And we have very little information about the dignitary you're meeting, other than apparently this person is number one. All it says after the, you know, normally there's a little bio or something, and it says number one, and the entity's name is Squirrelt.
Squirrelt.
Yes. So, okay. I don't know. I mean, that sounds like...
Are we to understand that Squirrelt is a powerful entity on Klongtt?
It's well known that if something has one name, that's like always a telling thing that they...
known as a power move.
Nice. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Listen,
right,
guys.
To Klongtt.
To Klongtt.
That was good.
With an important alert. Support for our rebellion against the JE Federated Alliance comes from HelloFresh. With X-Mars fast approaching and the elaborate preparations for the mandatory rebel gift swap, we know you will have even less time than normal to cook healthy meals. Luckily, HelloFresh offers a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste! And they deliver food right to your doorstep in a recyclable, insulated box, so you can make delicious, balanced dinners for less than $10 per meal. It is too easy! Perhaps try my personal favorite, butternut squash and sage risotto with Parmesan and pepitas. Welcome to Yumtown, population me! For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code 630. That's HelloFresh.com, promo code ZYXX30. Later, my rebels. Gundu ba-ba-ba-ba-bow.
Wow. Look at all these, impeccably
kids.
Dressed children.
Yes, they are remarkably well groomed.
It's horrifying.
There are an abnormal number of children on Klongtt so far. We may be in the proximity of some sort of training academy or a boarding school.
Hey, Plek.
I lost a shoe.
Plek.
Yeah?
That one over there. Do you think he's giving me like a, like the eye or something?
Well, I mean, you're really big. Maybe he thinks you're like some sort of...
I smell ice cream.
That one,
I smell ice cream.
Okay, that really demanding one over there.
Yeah.
Wait, where's that ice cream coming from? That ice cream smell.
I mean, honestly, it could be any of us. We got an ice cream.
You're very full of ice cream. In fact, I
it's in you. I can see it.
Excuse
it's
you.
It's moving through
Do
your.
Do not touch me.
C-53, is this like a planet where everyone's a child?
How would that work, Ambassador Dexter?
I don't know. That's a question for you. That's a classic C-53 question.
It is not a planet of children.
I'm just saying,
our
like...
Our parents sent us here because they love us.
Yeah, our parents love us. This is the most prestigious academy in the quadrant.
What do you mean, the academy?
This whole... It's a small planet, but the whole thing is a school.
When your parents love you, they send you away.
I guess so.
To be fair, that's what happened to me. I was 22.
Ugh,
so I'm not sure if it's the same.
So old.
You're an adult.
But your parents sent you away?
Yeah, well, they were like...
Do they not love you?
Well, they were like, get a job. That's like the same thing, right?
And you couldn't get a job on Rangus 6.
I didn't want to be a farmer. So I joined the Federated Alliance. Now I get to go on space adventures every day. Huh? What do you think of that? You want to be an ambassador when you grow up?
Chuck, no.
Okay.
Chuck the Federated Alliance.
Whoa, you can't say that.
I can say whatever I want.
Well, for now, you're going to have to say, all hail the Federated Alliance.
Or what?
Or I will crush your hand.
No,
oh.
Stephen, do me. Don't do that.
I'm sorry, but...
What?
No, I know that that's technically the...
What?
That's technically the rule.
Disrespecting the Federated Alliance in front of Federated Alliance
what?
Requires swift retribution.
No.
I'm going to tell Squirrelt.
You're going to tell... Oh, crap. C-53, listen, we gotta talk about the insubordination thing. Like, you can't harm a child.
Ambassador Dexter, the insubordination rules are clearly laid out in the Federated Alliance handbook.
Yeah, but see, I mean, it's just, he's just a kid.
Hey, stupid boots!
Okay, now,
What?
Maybe.
Jucking stupid
boots. I was just sticking up for you. I was literally in the process of sticking up for you.
The big one is cool. The droid is cruel. You got stupid jucking boots.
These are standard issue boots, by the way.
And this is Squirrel.
Hi.
Hello. Hey, thanks so much for inviting us. My name's Ambassador Pluck Dexeter. I'm here with the Federated Alliance. This is C-53.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is Dar.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Squirrel. It's nice to meet you.
Hi. Hello.
I'm the holographer at the school here, and it's Hollow Day.
Hollow Day.
Hollow Day.
Happy Hollow Day.
Happy Hollow Day.
When I say hollow, you say day.
Yay.
Hello.
Day.
Hello.
Ambassador Dexeter, I believe we had wandered into a school hollow day. Do you remember having one like this on Rangus 6?
I mean, yeah. No, yeah, we'd get our hollows taken and I'd always have to comb my hair. It was no fun.
Sure. Parents would buy Rangus hollows 6. In varying sizes.
Right, yep.
Squirt, am I next? Is it my holiday?
Yes, you can. All right, go. What background did you order?
I ordered the opaque background with a little bit of red sparkles on it.
Great, okay. Let me just pull that down. Great, okay, hop up on that stool there. All right, take a moment and intend what you'd like to be in the future. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, say future!
Future!
Okay, that was great. No second chances. All right, bye-bye.
Whoa, listen, I don't know what just happened there, but that was intense.
It's Hollow Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Hollow Day!
Happy Hollow Day!
Okay. All right. What were you saying about the future?
Oh, yeah. So here's what's fun about Hollow Day. Your entire future is determined by this day.
How?
So, okay, here on Clonk. By the way, how did you find the place?
Oh, GPS?
Yeah.
Great.
Set of coordinates.
Galactic positioning system.
Great. Yeah. Okay, a lot of people fly right by us.
Do they fly right by you, or do they avoid a planet full of very loud children?
Okay.
Dar doesn't like children.
You don't like children?
Yeah, she's bad with children.
Really?
I wouldn't say I'm bad with them. I just have already chosen that they suck.
I've been inside of this flat for a really long time.
Get out!
Oh, Dar, that kid was in your flap?
I can almost get the ice cream.
You going this far for already eaten ice cream?
Shut up! Get out!
I won't shut up.
Somebody help! I'm stuck!
Well, maybe I'd help if I wasn't so busy shutting up.
Gross!
Jiminy, get out of that flap. You're up.
I'm trying to get out.
Get out of the flap. You don't want me to take your hollow in a flap. That's not going to be good
news for
you.
No, I don't want my hollow in a flap.
All right.
Down. You cannot come out of flap. You have to go out of shoot.
What?
You cannot come out of flap. You have to come out of shoot.
But I'm about to get my hollow made.
Don't exit out flaps. I exit out the shoots.
Okay, well, Miss Squirrel, I'm going to have to climb up through this flap.
Oh, well, 3, 2, 1, you've been hollowed. No second chances. Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, that hollow is just of that kid's feet going into the into Dar's flap.
Yeah, he has zero future.
What?
Yeah, well, so on Hollow Day, we've set up the kids, and they get to pick their background, and we take their hollow, and then printed on the back side of the hollow is what is in store for them for their future. So
this day determined.
Yeah.
Well, I sort of do it, but it's a power that was wished into me.
Whoa.
So I am not in control of it. I'm merely a vessel for the future determining. So I'm the one that does the hollowing, but the future is just sort of beyond me.
That's cute. So you just kind of like assign these kids like little professions.
Oh,
or
no,
like
it's
little...
like their entire future.
I believe Jennifer Squirrel may be precognitive in some manner.
Yeah, that's crazy. So how often are you wrong about that?
Oh, I've never been wrong.
I've
never been wrong.
You determine their futures correctly every time.
Every single time. Jiminy, who's in your flap, he'll never come out your chute. What? No, what? No, 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 no.
Sorry,
no, no.
That's his future.
No, no, I don't want... Not only do I not want kids, I've never wanted a kid, like, well, inside of me.
You're not a mother. You're just stuck with a child in your chute. That's his future. No second chances. Happy Holiday.
Wow.
Oh, I really liked him,
Listen,
too.
Jiminy, I'm not happy about this either.
I hope this is not a fate that befalls more children at this particular institution.
Yeah, keep your flaps closed, please.
Wow, policing my body?
No, no, no. This is a flat positive
ask
planet.
For a child. He did that without consent.
This is a flat positive planet. I'm just saying, if you're going to walk around with open flaps, kids might fall in them. I don't know. It's not a judgment. It's just the reality
I have very
of clunk
tight flaps.
Okay, I'm just saying. Here on Clunked, kids can just fall into flaps.
They
it's
are
happened
everywhere.
Before
You're
it'll
so
happen
sticky
again.
And gross, and he was exploring something that he shouldn't have been.
Miss Squirrel.
What's up?
I was wondering if I could get my hollow tank in right now.
Okay.
Well, it's hollow day.
Yeah, I know it's hollow day, but there's an order to things.
Oh, okay.
Garfle.
What?
Garfle. What have I told you about rushing your destiny, huh?
Don't.
Yeah, that's right, Garfle. I said don't rush your destiny. All right, pick a background.
The heroic background.
Okay, here we go. Stand on that rock.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow, one leg up on the rock. That is pretty
suppose.
Heroic.
That is,
I want to be a space architect.
Okay.
Oh, like Lecrae Lacrosse.
Yeah, it's my favorite movie.
Okay, here we go. Think about your future.
Okay.
Think about what you want. Here we go. And three,
destiny, my
two,
destiny.
One. Holla. Say holla.
Say holla.
No second chances.
Whoa. What was that?
Took a turn.
What?
What was that?
That's just
when
it's
your voice
holiday.
Went all scary.
What? Well, there's just no second chances. You get one take at your hollow, and then that's your life. Okay, all right. Well, I'm sorry. You're going to take care of your invalid mother for the rest of your day.
That's kind
of
nice, Groffle. You...
Shut up.
Okay.
Wow.
So my destiny, my entire destiny is what happens when my invalid mother passes away.
She won't.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. My species is, we're Methuselahs. Oh,
oh, yeah. No, Methuselahs
extremely long-lived.
Yeah, they just sort of get old and stay there.
Yeah, ironically, they get old early and then just stay old for
super
an extremely
old.
Long time.
I think I'm next.
Yeah, come on in.
How's my shirt look?
It's very
your
nice.
Look?
My shirt.
Your what?
Shirt.
Are you trying to say the word shirt?
Yeah, my shirt.
His tongue was cut off.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm very sorry.
C-15.
It was a punishment.
It's a real gaffe.
Yeah.
All right, hop on up.
Okay. Your
All
shirt
right.
looks good.
What?
Your shirt, the shirt looks good.
Yeah, it looks okay. good. I don't think it should cause you any physical injury.
Okay.
Are you guys offended, though? Because his shirt does say, Juck the Federated Alliance.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to confiscate that shirt.
Whoa, whoa, he just ripped it off his body.
Oh, my gosh.
C-53.
Oh,
my
boy.
Favorite shirt.
That's okay. It's okay.
How's my torso look?
Pretty unflappable, kid.
I'm gonna lean on this scaffolding.
Great. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, future! There are no second chances.
Huh? What am I?
Oh, you're going to be a great shipbuilder.
Woo!
Yes.
Ooh. This kid?
Yes.
A great shipbuilder? Can we hear you say shit?
I can't
ship?
Wait to build a ship.
Yep.
He's going to be a great shipbuilder?
He's going to be a great
build
ship.
Build the biggest right. ships?
He's going to make right, ships out of
Chuck
great.
The Federated Alliance!
Oh, C-53, you...
Excuse me!
I am sorry,
It is Hollow Day!
Yeah.
There's no violence on Hollow Day.
All subjects of the Federated Alliance must abide by the laws of the Federated Alliance.
Stop, C-53, what? We cannot... We are ambassadors. We cannot be doing that.
Mr. Dexter, you must understand that the prime directive of all Federated Alliance ambassadors is to quell the rebellion.
What rebellion? What are you talking about?
Quell it.
I don't think that's
all
true.
All right, well, you guys settle this. Everyone out of my way. I'm getting my hollow taken.
Oh,
you have to wait in line.
Ugh.
You have to wait in line.
You have to wait in line. Yeah, I'm up next.
Centurion, pick
Ooh.
Out a...
Centurion, that's a cool name.
Yeah, it's a rad name. It's the best goddamn name in the quadrant.
Okay, now you're getting a little cocky.
Yeah, I'm Centurion Tittle. Deal with it. What?
No, it's just you've got a really cool first name, but your last name is Little.
It's embarrassing. Your last shut name up. Is so
funny. Wow. Shut up.
Your last name is Tittle?
Why don't you juck yourself?
Whoa.
All right, Centurion language, okay? Pick out your background.
Ooh. Yeah, this one.
It's a black hole.
Yeah.
Why a black hole?
Because it's like it's how I feel sometimes. It's all like right. No one gets
okay,
me.
Okay, Centurion, happy hollow day on three. Here we go. One, two, three.
Happy hollow day.
There are no second chances.
That was by far the biggest one.
That was like a cold wind came through. Did you notice that?
Oh, wow. You're a traitor.
What?
What?
You're a traitor. You're going to betray the Federated Alliance.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course I am.
Wait,
of course you are?
Yeah. My dad is Rolfus Tittle. He's a commander in the rebellion.
Rolfus Tittle? The son of Rolfus Tittle?
Yeah.
That last name, it doesn't work with anything.
Quantaran Override.
What?
Known associate of
See?
Commander.
Oh, what's happening?
Rebels and underwear salesman Rolfus Tittle.
It's a side gig.
Okay.
Identity confirmed. Vaporization commencing.
Nope.
See, this isn't a good prank anymore.
Okay. All
See,
right.
You don't
All right.
This. See?
Dar. What did you do?
I.
Hey, I'm free.
Dar, are you okay?
We're gonna be fine.
Yeah.
You know what? Plek, you and I, we're gonna be...
Yeah.
We're gonna be okay.
Everything's great. Everything's great.
Yeah. I had to dismember our friend.
Yeah. I have to say, that was very impressive. I mean, C-53 is big and he's made of metal. And, like, you just... I mean, just, like... It was like tearing a piece of...
I destroyed him.
Well, no. It's just, I mean...
I was only operating at like 60%, and I ruined him.
You straight up wrecked him.
I wrecked him.
Well, listen, hey, don't take it so hard. You did the right thing, and honestly, it was. You're the security officer. You did your job.
I did my job. Everything's back to normal. I won so many croons. You don't have to go anywhere.
Bargy, great,
I
guess.
That is great.
That's great.
Bargy, thank you. How'd you do it?
I don't like to disclose that information, but let's say it may come to haunt me in the future.
Oh, no. Bargy. Oh, no. We gotta answer this.
Okay. We can answer.
Yep, it's totally fine. We'll be fine. I'm just gonna,
We have to... Our store... Just...
Yep,
our,
no, you, I'll follow your lead.
I'm following your lead.
Oh, crap. All right, here we go. Hey, Nermit.
Nermit. Wow.
Wow.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. Just a couple of buds hanging out on Hollow,
that's
right?
That's the type of enthusiasm I like.
Yep.
Well, you know why we're so enthusiastic?
Why?
Is that was a smooth sailing mission.
Yeah?
It was the best.
Yep.
Terrific.
So cool. So what was Squirrel's deal?
She's an excellent cook.
Excellent
yep.
cook.
Wow. That's...
Well, Nermit, we wish you the best of luck. Great mission. One for the books. And we will talk soon.
Before I go, I just want to say I really, really appreciate that I can trust you guys 100%. It just makes me feel so good. You guys are just on the level with me. Anyway, till next time.
Okay, have a good
bye,
one.
Norm.
Bye.
I mean, it was really easy to hide C-53's absence from Nermit.
He didn't suspect anything that I did, so...
Yeah, I guess that was...
I don't know, Barge. You keep bringing it up, and it's almost like you want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about anything. Why do people talk? Talking is stupid.
Bart, on the count of three, Plek and I will tell you what we did if you tell us what you did.
Yep. One.
Okay.
Two. Three.
We murdered C-53.
I sold the ice cream machine.
What?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You got rid of the ice cream machine?
No!
Margie, no!
IT5 credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship and the Excited Student were played by Lujan Zolfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy and the Unflappable Student were played by Seth Lind. Garfle, Jiminy, and Centurion Tittle were played by Winston Knoll. Jennifer Squirrel was played by special guest Lydia Hensler. Lydia is a New York-based actor and writer. You can catch her improvising at the UCB Theater with her team Grandma's Ashes and in the flagship show, Ass Cat. For jokes and angry liberal retweets, follow her on Twitter at Lydia Hensler. For pics of graffiti, her dog, or new hats she's bought, find her on Instagram at Lydia Schmidia. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Alden Ford, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Special thanks to Anna Rubinova for assisting with sound. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Have you noticed a critical error in our canon? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space.
I think I'm next.
Yeah, come on in.
How's my shirt look?
How
does your shirt look?
My shirt.
Your what?
Mike Tyson, what are you doing back here?
Typecasting in. Okay, yeah, it's the fucking bartender's kid.
Well, if you put like a thing over it, like a high voice.
Yeah. Sorry.
How's my shirt look?
How does your what look?
My shirt.
Your what?
Shirt.
Are you trying to say the word shirt?
Yeah, my shirt.
His tongue was cut off.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm very sorry.
It was a punishment.
It's a real gaffe.
Yeah, it was a punishment for wearing
the wrong shirt.
Well, yes.
Ironic in a way.